Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it is May 20th, and I'm recording at 9:34 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, well, a somewhat quieter day here today. Nothing wrong with that. And start first with the Asian Pacific stock markets. It was a pretty good day there. We see Japan up nearly four-fifths, over four-fifths of a point, a percentage point. And Hang Seng Index was just down slightly, but the other China indices were higher. Although with the Shanghai Composite, it was up two-thirds of a percentage point, but it gave up a good strong earlier gain, rallied close to its recovery high, and then backed off. But still, overall, steady action. Now, India also up for another day in here, and that's two-thirds of a percentage point. So that continues to recover. Very small moves in the other Asia Pacific markets. And if I look at the European markets, again, mostly firmer. Now, they were weak initially and then recovered. The only one that's down is Germany, but by the tiniest of fractions. And gains on average are between a third to half a percentage point to the upside. Wall Street seesawed in a narrow range overall, ended up losing out with the Dow down, but you know it's these are tiny declines, and by the Dow and the S&P 500. So they're still hovering up here near their highs. And indeed, we had some new intraday highs in here today. And the NASDAQ Composite Index closed up a tiny, tiny fraction. So Wall Street's still pretty steady here overall. Small declines in Canada, Mexico, and Brazil is getting hit a bit in here. Okay, what happened now with those US bonds? Well, the yield, 10-year US 10-year yield dipped a little bit. It's lost trading at 2.258%. This looks like a consolidation pattern to me overall, and I think we will see it push higher. The big question is how rapidly or how slowly. If it's a slow move to the upside, that will be better for investors who will have more time to adjust to that and more time to reduce their bond exposure should they wish to actually do that. What I worry about is that we could get a spike higher, and that so often happens once markets have turned and there's a widespread perception that the lows are all in. And I was reviewing today US Treasuries, the German Bunds, the UK Gilts, the Swiss bonds, and also the Japanese 30-year bonds. And it looks to me as if the cycle lows are in for all of these, and of course that's a and that's a, an analytical guess on my part, because you don't really have confirmation, technical confirmation that the lows are actually in until you've seen quite a significant recovery. You've heard me say that before, but again, I'll put it this way. I think the lows are probably in. That means that bonds are really quite dangerous for investors, And inevitably, there's too much complacency out there regarding bonds, although there's been a lot of concern and talk about them relatively recently. If yields spike upwards, it's going to be unsettling, not least for the people who are in those bonds. So I think it's a very important area to keep a close eye on, whether you have any bonds or not, because they will cost a shadow. If we're really lucky, they'll only move up very, very slowly. If they don't move up at all, if those yields go down to new lows, then the global economy is in real trouble. But I do not think that is the case at all, largely because we are seeing a pickup in confidence globally. Again, it's not everywhere, but it's clearly evident. You certainly see that in the USA, and you see the improvement that's taking place in Europe. China is still growing at a decent rate, albeit much slower than they were growing previously. But it's a more, or I put it this way, it's less of a developed economy and more of a developed economy these days in many regions. And also, corporations tend to be, on average, much stronger than their native economies. And the autonomies have had pretty good earnings, and they come from all the developed economies. So they've had pretty good earnings and mostly very strong balance sheets overall. So I don't see bond yields slumping down to new lows, not on the basis of anything that we know today, that's for sure. Okay, what else is relevant in here today? The U.S. dollar up for the third day in a row, although it's slowing down. Not surprisingly, much smaller gain in here today. The dollar index is up to 95.60, and it's getting close to some initial overhead resistance. I think that, put it this way, the stronger the dollar is, the more of a headwind that will be for U.S. corporations, particularly manufacturers, domestic manufacturers, and also for the multinational autonomies that are operating all over the world but consolidating earnings in U.S. dollars. So, stronger dollar, that's a real headwind for the U.S. economy and the U.S. stock market. Overall, and that's really responsible for the fact that the Dow is only up 2.59% on the year to date, and the S&P is only up 3.25% on the year to date. Now, looking at some of these other currency moves, the euro is getting a little bit softer in here today. It's just under the 111 level. And the Australian dollar weakened a little bit, 0.7876. That stock market has remained soft. Resource is not doing that well. Platinum, no, we don't want that. I want another currency in here. The yen has weakened in here. That's why Japan's doing reasonably well. And actually, the Nikkei hit a new high. New recovery high in here today, but the yen is at 121.32 against the US dollar. Sterling steady-ish at 1.5533. Those are the main highlights. The CNY, the Chinese renminbi, they're clearly being held against the US dollar because it's matching every move we've seen in the last few weeks. Indian rupee just a tad weaker overall. The Asian dollar index, well, it was down on Monday and Tuesday a little bit within a range, slightly steadier in here today. We're not getting big dramatic moves there. Not right now. The last big dramatic move was, of course, the dollar's surge to the upside when that dollar index got up over 100 a couple of months ago. Now, looking at commodities, steady performance here by precious metals. They are higher in here today, only slightly. Palladium 776 and change, up $1.60. Silver up 3 cents, $17.10. And if we look at platinum, that's up $6, 1157. And gold, 1209 and change. That's up just up over $2. So they're ranging in here overall, but the dollar is a huge influence, and I think we're still in a situation where it's difficult for these precious metals to sustain rallies for long. They'll do that for a few days, particularly if the dollar is weak, and then they'll get hit with sharp reactions, as we saw at the beginning of this week. So my feeling overall is that I don't feel that there's a compelling case for going into precious metals, although a lot of people hope there is. But if you do want to go into precious metals, wait for the sell-offs. Don't pay up for these things. And watch the stochastic indicators, which you can find in the in the chart library. And what else in some of these other commodities? Agricultural commodities mostly softer in here today. Industrial commodities, industrial metals, I should say, a little bit easier on average. Copper's down to US copper down to just below the 283 cent level, and crude oil firmer. We've got the Brent at 64.83. That's up 81 cents, and we have the WTI up 77 cents. It's at 58.76. Overall, we've had a good bounce off the lows overall, but the going gets a little bit harder from here on. It would take some supply fears really to push precious metals up sharply. That's just possible in the Middle East because there certainly is a lot of military activity going on, but none of these no one in the Middle East wants to cut off oil supplies so far it seems. If this worsens, and it might well worsen, then that could put some upward pressure on the oil markets. But if that happens, you get crude $10 or $20 higher, and then the US starts to switch on the shale oil. So that's what's going to keep capping these rallies. And I've seen some fairly dramatic forecasts for higher levels a few years from now, coming mainly from OPEC. And I just think it's, well, pipe dreaming. Pipe dreams. Okay, now this is my last audio for a couple of weeks as I'm going on holiday. And good luck to you. All the best. And I'm sure you're fully focused on these interesting and mostly promising markets. All the very best to all of you.